From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with the United Nations Security Council sanctions on North Korea's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggests Kim Jong-un is considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to President Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy North Korea. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Western Puerto Rico authorities have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can while the National Weather Service is warning a dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Mia Bush is on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
And operators at a nearly 90-year-old dam in Northwestern reported the dam began to fail. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293 as rescue workers continue to search through rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. The National Civil Protection Chief said more than half the fatalities, 155 people, were in the capital, Mexico City. Rescue teams in central Mexico have been working around the clock among the flattened buildings since Tuesday's massive 7.1 magnitude earthquake in search of survivors. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, include Israel, Japan, and the United States. They've rescued at least 60 people in Mexico City and surrounding towns. Earthquake rescue experts have arrived from Israel, Japan, and the United States.
President Trump was very quick to respond, and he ordered the people in the White House and other departments, including USAID, FEMA, and the Department of State, to react.
That is Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray. More than 3 days after the quake, rescuers were now finding more bodies than living survivors, but officials said there were signs of life at some sites picked up by dogs and sensors. The Mexican military said 115 people had been pulled out alive from rubble. State media says Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of the test and in-flight video from the nose cone Saturday. It was not clear, however, when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. The missile has a range of 2,000 kilometers and has the capacity to carry several warheads. President Hassan Rouhani said Friday at the military parade that Iran would strengthen its missile program without seeking any country's permission. Washington says it's not likely to be pleased with any new missile test. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it broadened to punish Iran for pursuing a ballistic missile program and supporting militant groups. On Thursday, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster refused to disclose whether President Trump has decided to withdraw the United States from the international pact, but said the decision will be part of a broad U.S. strategy toward Iran. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.